I guess it all started when I was 15, sophomore year. My parents just kicked me out of the house after finding me fucking a guy twice my age in the bed that they paid for. I didn't have money or a place to stay or anything. My uncle let me crash with him for as long as I needed. He was cool. Acted kind of weird sometimes. Pairs of panties went missing, and he would always walk in on me in the shower. But whatever. I was just happy to have a place to stay. One night, some friends and I were gonna go out to a concert, so I asked him if I could have 20 bucks. He had been drinking, and I could smell the Jim Beam on his breath from all the way across the room. "Only if I can fill you up," he said, joking. A wave of warmth went through me. I couldn't believe he said that. I think I giggled for a full minute and a half. "Sure," I responded. His eyes shot open. I think he was just as surprised to hear me respond to his question as I was to hear him ask it. He shambled over to me, his voice almost a whisper. "Are you serious?" I nodded. The second I did, he reached out and started rubbing my tits through my tank top. They weren't very big at the time. I still had a lot of growing to do. But they were perky. And I could tell he hadn't touched the chest of a girl this young in a very, very long time. He stretched open the top of my shirt and grinned as he saw my pale pink nipples exposed, getting hard in the cool air. "Can I lick them?" he asked sheepishly. I thought about this for a long time. I knew the road I'd be going down if I said yes. "For 10 more," I responded. As soon as those words left my throat, his mouth latched against my left nipple and started sucking away. I have to admit, and I know it's fucked up to say, but had I known how good it would have felt to have a man 3 times my age suck on my little 15-year-old tits, I probably would have let him do it for free. Like I predicted, things started to escalate from that point on. Every week my uncle would get drunk and try to do shit with me, and every time I'd make him pay. I remember the first time he asked me to suck his cock. I thought it would be all old and gross, but it was actually really hot. He had a really thick dick. The first time I tried to wrap my lips around it, I couldn't quite get it all in, but he pushed my head down and thrusted, and it fit in my mouth just fine. Of all the things I let him do to me, finger me, lick my little asshole, jack off onto my tits, I never let him fuck me. That was just one step too fucked up for me. One night, I came home, and my uncle had some friends over. He did a poker night every once in a while, so I was used to there being strange dudes in the house. Something was different this time, though. When I got home and went to run up the stairs, my uncle called me down from the living room. When I went back downstairs, my uncle and 2 of his friends were staring at me, grinning. "She's really cute," one of the men told my uncle. "Only 15 years old," he responded. "Shit. She's younger than my daughter." My uncle got up and stood in front of me. "Get on your knees, honey," he commanded. I did what I was told like a good little girl. "What do you want me to do?" His friend started to laugh. He took out his cock and started to push down on my head. But I resisted. "You know the deal. 100 bucks if you want me to suck you." "No," he responded. "I want you to suck us all off." With that, his friends got up from around their poker table and all surrounded me. A chorus of zipping sounds, and before I knew it, this teenager was surrounded by 3 throbbing cocks. They must have been really turned on too, because they couldn't even look at me without stroking themselves. Just being surrounded by 3 horny guys who wanted me was enough to get my pussy wet. But I resisted the temptation. Business first. 100 bucks. Before I could finish my sentence, one of his friends shoved his dick in my mouth. It tasted funny and smelled kind of weird, but I didn't feel like fighting back. I let him fuck my little mouth. How old are you? He asked me. 15. Closing, I responded, but he could probably barely make out what I was saying with his rod crammed halfway down my young throat. Before I knew it, three cocks more than twice my age were being shoved in my face, and I sucked them all off, going back and forth, stroking whoever wasn't using my mouth as their own personal pump hole. The only noise in the house was their moans of pleasure as I slid their cocks in and out of my warm mouth. At one point, two of them got a little eager and shoved both their dicks in my mouth at once. My mouth is too small for that sort of thing. I sort of just stood still and let them both pump away. I licked their balls, too. All three of them. I had never done that before, but they said my tongue felt so good flicking across their nuts that they could do it for hours. My uncle went behind me and slid my jeans off. I was wearing a pair of white cotton panties with little kitties on them. He raised my ass off the ground and slid them off. I was gonna tell him not to fuck me, but I was so wet he practically had to peel my panties off me. My uncle and his friends took turns fucking my little underage teen pussy while I sucked the others off. They made noises I never heard grown men make before. I guess my pussy must have been tight because guy number three came about 30 seconds after sliding up into me. I had never had a guy just come straight into me before, and it felt amazing. I could feel his bare cock quivering inside my stomach with every spasm and jerk. He made me his little teenage slut cum dumpster. None of the guys wore condoms. It didn't even occur to me to make them at that point. My uncle and the other friends said they wanted to jack off into my mouth. So I sat there on my knees, completely naked, and closed my eyes. I licked both of their balls as they stroked themselves. The house filled with the shrieks of ecstasy, and the next thing I know, my mouth fills up with both of their warm loads. They must have been saving up for me, because I had never swallowed that much cum in my life. Right when I thought they were done, they convulsed three more times each and shot hot ropes of cum across my face. One of the friends took pictures. I heard him saying something about all the guys at the station were gonna love this, whatever that meant. Call me a whore if you want, but I never did ask for my 100 from them, which they never paid, of course. If the cost of having a place to stay where I don't have any rules or curfew is letting a few old guys fuck me every now and then, I'm game. Plus, I've told some of my friends at school about how much money they can make, and come next year, we have a little plan to bleed every horny boy at our school dry of their lunch money.